Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, well, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. Business marketing is fast moving. It's constantly changing and it's ongoing. And that means there's a new generation of marketers arriving on the scene right now. And I'm joined today by business marketing consultant Tom Ray, who's going to talk about how more established marketers can support them. Tom, welcome to our podcast.
Hi there.
It's good to have you here. So tell us a bit about what you do as a consultant, first of all.
Yes, Dave. So I offer professional support and guidance to businesses on their marketing journey that they would like me to develop and deliver a long-term strategy or evaluate and improve their existing marketing efforts. So I generally break down my work into six parts. First, offering companies a free discovery session to establish their needs. I then carry out an internal audit to analyse their current marketing efforts and evaluate how they are performing. Thirdly, market research, which reviews key stakeholders and market trends to uncover future opportunities. The core of my work is to develop a marketing strategy with recommendations to achieve the client's corporate objective. But there's also tactical delivery, which is identifying the resources required in order to deliver the marketing strategy effectively. So I want to add to that. I avoid this stereotype of handing over a strategic document to a company and letting them figure out for themselves how to deliver it. I think that's a stereotype that marketing and consultancy can fall into, which I really go out of my way to avoid with my clients. But then finally, there's tracking progress. So after you've created a strategy and you've helped with delivery, how do you track the progress, whether it's performing or not, so that the strategy can be measured and refined going forward? After all, it should be a working document rather than a static snapshot in time. So that kind of summarizes my work.
Okay, thank you. But we're not going to talk about any of that today. We're going to instead talk about the next generation marketers. And I think I'm right in saying that supporting the next generation of marketers is a bit of a passion for you. So tell us what you do why you're passionate about it.
Yeah, so I mean, I really enjoy helping the next generation of marketers understand basically the process that I've just described. So for a long time now, I've been keen to help others and volunteer in different ways. So combining this with my passion for marketing is ideal. But figuring out how to do that and where to even start isn't always straightforward. Now, thankfully, there are local authorities that have been doing more to bridge that gap between education and employment. So, for example, in my neck of the woods, Southend-on-Sea City Council have two programmes I've been a fundamental part of for quite a few years now. One of them is Industry Champions, where I visit schools and colleges to deliver talks on what a career in marketing looks like, how they can apply various skills to be successful, and the expectations placed on them as they progress through their careers. The other programme is called Enterprise Advisors, and that's where I spend time with a particular school or college working alongside their staff to develop their approach to careers. So there's something called Gatsby Benchmark, and it's part of a national framework which schools and colleges should aim to achieve, ideally with help from the business world, given the time pressures already faced in the education sector, which I think we've all seen firsthand through the news. Aside from that, because obviously those are examples of what my council deliver, there are also UK-wide charities, and an example I'll give you, because I can vouch for them, I've worked with them a lot, is Career Ready, which connects employers and employees with schools, colleges and universities. But ultimately, why do I do it? Well, they say you always remember your favourite teachers. And I don't know about you, but I also remember my favourite bosses, because they supported me in ways that allowed me to succeed. So I hoped I could be one of those people for the next generation of marketers, basically. Right.
Okay, so I'm interested then in focusing down next on the sort of support that the next generation of marketers needs. And it sounds from what you've talked about is actually you're kind of acting as that bridge between people at school and at entry level and kind of more full-on marketing. Is that the kind of core support that we should be looking to provide?
I think so. Now, that's certainly an area of it. How do they translate their education and their studies into something workable in the professional world? In terms of support that marketers need, it is fair to say we're almost entirely dependent on technology nowadays. Whilst we might feel more connected than ever before, in my view, there is a young and very capable generation who might lack some of the interpersonal and the communication skills that us as employers require from them in order to grow and succeed in the business world. It's certainly no secret that the pandemic has a lot to answer for as well with regards to mental health among young people. So I think it's the responsibility of kind of current professionals and business leaders to offer guidance and support to young people through their schools, their colleges, universities, in the form of things like mock interviews, work experience, CV writing, mentoring, careers talk. And that's just to name a few that I can think of that I've been doing. Also that they can stand the best chance of succeeding in their future careers.
Okay, let's flip this a little bit. As a kind of CMO, if a CMO is listening to this or a senior marketer is listening to this, and thinking about recruitment in their team, what has the next generation of marketers got to offer them? Why should they consider looking to that community?
Yeah, it's fair to say, just when I think I've understood everything there is to know about marketing, I don't. There will always be pressure on businesses to innovate and keep up to date with the latest tech in order to compete. Marketing obviously has a big part to play in that, along with the skills and knowledge that this next generation can bring to the table. I think they've grown up with tech in a way which previous generations haven't, which I guess has its advantages and disadvantages. We've had advances in VR and generative AI. They're typical examples of this. I'm hopeful that we can learn from that next generation as much as they can learn from us. I brought new ideas to the table when I started out. Some worked, some didn't. There is an element of trial and error.
Yeah.
But my best bosses allowed me to make those mistakes, learn from them, and develop. And that's what we should be doing with the next generation.
Okay, so do you reckon that's what we are doing? Is the marketing profession open to the next generation of marketers?
This is a contentious one. I think the marketing profession has to be open in order to develop. And quite frankly, just to continue being seen as a fundamental part of any business.
Yeah.
However, I sometimes think the level of openness can vary from one organisation to the next. And to be honest, from one industry to the next. Especially, I would say, during hard times, which many businesses have faced in recent years, I think it's fair to say. Businesses can either choose to prioritise marketing in an effort to win new business, and therefore they'll recruit the next generation of marketers in order to do that, or they can hold off and treat marketing as, hate this expression, but an optional extra than a necessity. And basically hope to win new business through word of mouth, referral, and reputation alone. Now, those are great ways of winning new business, but to rely on those solely isn't a wise idea, in my view. It's a mindset I have always felt. After all, reducing costs at a business level doesn't have to mean reducing efforts with your marketing. So, overcome that, yes, we should be open to hiring the next generation of marketers who will learn the skills and knowledge from the existing generation of skilled senior level marketers.
And do you think that that message is getting across in marketing land? Could the Chartered Institute of Marketing, the IDM, you know, the great august bodies that we have in our profession, is there something more that they could be doing?
Potentially. I think, you know, these professional bodies could be doing similar to what I alluded to earlier with my local city council, in terms of offering programs and supports to a younger generation, as opposed to the stereotypical post-grads and experienced marketers who are in a position to take on a professional postgraduate qualification. We should look to expand that to the next generation as well and figure out how we can adapt and improve those offerings to a generation who will be our next leaders in the business world. Yeah.
So if there are people listening to this who are on side, who kind of buy your argument and therefore want to start giving back, how did you get involved in the first place? You know, what was the first step that you took to make this happen that maybe our listeners can emulate?
Yeah. It can be difficult because sometimes you just need to speak to others about how to contribute to your local schools and colleges. Trying to contact schools and colleges and universities directly can be difficult.
Mm.
If there is a platform or an existing forum, such as your local authority or charities such as Career Ready, then they can enable you to make that contact with head teachers, with senior leadership teams, SL teams, as they're called in the education sector, but also the students themselves. And it's being able to open up those channels of communication with people and not necessarily on LinkedIn. You know, that we have to realise that there is a generation that might not be so proactive on LinkedIn, so we have to look at other forms of communication in order to create that necessary dialogue.
Yeah, it's a real challenge, but you're a good man. It's good that you've reflected on this for us, and hopefully there will be people that follow your lead. Tom Ray, thank you very much for joining us today.
Not a problem at all. No problem. Thank you.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Tom Ray. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.